John.
Good. John.
Feeling close, like it's right there, within reach now. One win and you get that playoff spot.
Yeah, this is really fun hockey. It's fun to be back here. I know everyone who's coming from the Hawks is excited to be here. And we'll do everything we can to make it push here, and we know we're capable of it.
Coach was talking about how much depth there is at every position. How good of a problem is that to have, knowing you guys have so many options in so many positions?
It's a great problem to have, obviously from a depth standpoint, but I think from a competitive standpoint, it helps the team a lot. Everyone really pushes the pace, make sure that they're playing their game the right way, because you know, their guys will be waiting to get back in the lineup. So it's a healthy environment to be in.
Is this team going to be really battle-tested, as they say, just because of what you've been through the past even month? Goes back a ways. You guys have been playing in important games.
I think a lot of the games recently have been a playoff mentality. Even when I was here a month ago, it was a playoff mentality. So I think that definitely helps. And I think it's important to recognize the older guys contributing from a leadership standpoint. They've done a great job, and they've been through playoffs in the AHL and the NHL, so it's nice having that balance of veterans and rookies.
Is it also harder? You guys got to step back a little bit more, at least once playoffs start. Is it a little give and take, a little less playing time maybe here and there? Or?
Once it's playoff time, it's win mode. So whatever that means for the team, the individual is less important. I think at that point we trust our coaches. We all have great relationships with the staff, and it's about the team. It's about winning a Calder Cup.
How exciting is it for you and the rest of the first-year pros in the locker room to have this opportunity in the playoffs?
It's a great test for all of us, and it's the type of hockey we want to play. I think we all grow up watching the Stanley Cup Finals and seeing that intensity, and we want to emulate that and prove to each other that we're capable of that type of game and that type of grit.
You got to feel like you've got the right mix with this group. Is this one of those scenarios where you won't feel totally accomplished unless you win it all?
Our goal is to win it all. We know what we're capable of. It's just a matter of going into playoffs with the right mentality, and I think we're on the right track.
Three teams that have clinched. You guys control the series against the regular season series against all three of those teams. How does that make you guys optimistic about the first round?
It's definitely important to go into the playoffs with confidence, but you can't take any opponent lightly, especially in the playoffs. And there's some really good teams in our division and across the league, so it's important for us to maintain our A game.
You've been back and forth between Chicago and Rockford this year. From a player's perspective, have you seen as much development and the guys that have gone back and forth as well, especially in the last month or so?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of development for everyone here. The guys who've been here the whole year and the guys who've been up and down, especially for the rookies who have their first year of pro hockey. It's important to get games in. I think experience is invaluable. So as the year's gone on, I think everyone's picked up tips from coaches and veterans, and you could see everything really coming together now.
How do you feel like you fit the lineup going into the last couple of games?
I think I've fallen to that group of guys, first year pro, been developing my game, and I feel better now than I did at the beginning, so it'll be fun to contribute. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.